Good afternoon, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avelos, Chazar Rabbi Simon's packet J6, Avelos Deraisa or Durabanan. Is Avelos Min HaTorah or is it a rabbinical decree? The tour in Reish Shin Tzadi Ches. The Torah says, points out there's a machlekes here, right? The ingin ha'avelus ika plukta the ravasal. Regarding avelus, there's a machlekes im yesh mimenu min ha'torah. Some hold it's min ha'torah, some hold it's min derabbanan. Hagoinim kasum she'avelus yom rishon im hum yom misa az hu deraisa v'shara yamim derabbanan. So if the kavura, the holy avelus rishon is midiraisa, the ravid hosat tisparus, and the rabbeinu tam says rabbeinu tam to repair she'ain shum avelus deraisa, she'ain shum avelus deraisa. Ella aninus lechud hu dahavi deraisa biyom rishon aninus lechud v'avelus lechud. But the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri hold that Avelus is only the Rabban. There's no Avelus that is Deraisa. Rabban here, Rekwai, Ma'od v'siyim, the Devarev v'matzinu l'meidim she'Avelus yom Rishon hu yom Misa v'kvura min ha'Torah. So Rabban holds that the two coinciding on one day, the Kvura is also on the Yom Misa. The Kvura is also on Yom HaMisa, so then that's Avelus Deraisa. But the remaining days, the Shar Sheva, is going to be the Rabbanon. And the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins. The Shulchan Aruch in the same Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph, sorry, Shin Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph, Paskins that Avelus Yom Rishon Misin Kvur Yom Echad is Deraisa. Paskins like the Rambam of the Riff and the Ramban that it's Deraisa Yom Misin Kvur. But he brings the Yesharim. He brings the Ri and the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh as the Yesharim that there's no Avelus Deraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch again, Paskins and Sadi Tess, Yud Gimel, regarding the very, very last day of Yontov, which is going to be Derabbanan, right? The very, very last day of any Yontov is going to be Derabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Velus is Deraisa, so that it overrides the Yontov Derabbanan. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins there in Shin Sadi Tess, Yud Gimel. And but he says, "Mikol makom, he's Messiah. The Mechaber is Messiah. The Oilam is Noyagin, not to be Mesabel. Oilam is Noyagin, not to be Mesabel on the very last day of Yom Tov. Right? The Oilam Noyagin Shalol his Abel be Yom Tov Sheni Shal Galios Al Shu Mesa Filu Hu Yom Misa Bekvura." And Ramah says the soybean kedas ha'aymrim shein shum avelus deraisa v'chein ha'minag pashut v'ein l'shanais. So even though the Mechaber is paskins the chumra that there is avelus deraisa, he brings the other shita that is the rabbanon as a yesharim, and then the oilam is not noig to be machmir. So the Rambam has two Makairis, right? The Rambam has two Makairis for Avelus, Deraisa. One is in the very, very beginning of the beginning of Hilchos Avelus, Halacha Aleph. He uses the Pasuk Hayita Be'eni Hashem. Right by Aaron, in Parsha Shmini. The mitzvah essay says the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Avel, mitzvah essay the Zabo al Akroivim Shnemer Valchalti Chatas Ayom Hayitav Be'enei Hashem. Ve'en Avelos Min HaTorah Ela V'Yom Rishon Bilvad Shehu Yom Hamisa V'Yom Akvura. Of Ashara Shiva ain't an dentara. Afa Pishinamar Batara Vya as the Aviv Aval Shiva's Yamim, Netna Tara Vinis Kadusha Holocho, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikalahim Shin Israel, Shiva Sime Avelus, Vishiva Sime Amishta.
What's the flip side?
And okay, so the Rambam warns out from, and the Rataz says that you see from here that if Avelus is Doicha, Achilus Kodshim, and Achilus Kodshim is Deraisa, so you see that Avelus is Deraisa. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't like that so much because there's not saying anything actively about Avelos. Yesh the Tmol Arayah, says the Kesef Mishnah. Shehevi Rabbeinu Imasha Shenemer Hayita Veini Hashem. Shemikra Lo Tzivil with his cheese Abel. El Shomer Aharan Shelo Yuta Veini Hashem Sheyochol Chatas Baoto Hayom. Boso Yom. So that's one Arayah for the Rambam that Avelos is Deraisa, is from Hayete Ben Hashem, and the Rabbanan, the rest of the days are the Rabbanan because of a Tikkun Lahem Moshe that you should have seven, just like you have 7 days of Mishnah, you have 7 days of Avelus. The other Makor for Avelus in the Rambam is the Hilchos in Sefer Mitzvahs. Sefer Mitzvahs, Lamed Zayin, which is Asay Lamed Zayin, the Rambam brings from Loch Yitameh, that Kohen is Metameh for his relatives. And the Rambam says, V'zeh be'atzmaihu mitzvah Asay. Right? Sorry, the Lashon is v'zeh ba'atzmai hu mitzvahs avol. Kolomer kol yish mi Yisrael chay v'hisabol al kroivav. Kolomer shisha meis mitzvah. Ulechizuk chiyuv zeh bir also pekoin. Shu muzhar al hatuma shiitame al kol panim kashar Yisrael kadeh shalai. So the Lashon different girsal kadeh shalu ichalash din ha'avelus. The Kesef Mishnah also asks on this. There's no mention of Avelus here, right? This is telling me that it says Lo Yatama, but it doesn't. It's not informing me about any Hilchos Avelus. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Gam Raya Shehevi Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Zal Yesh Li Tmayo Shetuma Inyan Echad VeAvelus Inyan Echad Vim Tzibes Yatama the Kroivav. Ain b'mashma zeh she's abo lechem. So the Torah says that he should be tame for the relatives. Not it's not informing us that there's a chiyuv to misabo. So how would the Rambam answer? The Kesef Mishnah's kasha? The Rambam says in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avelos, Halakavav kama chamura mitzvahs avol. It says Kamachmur Mitzvahs Avul. Shehare Kon Nidches Lo Hatuma Mipnei Kroivov Kedei Shisase Kimahem Visabul Lehem Shenamar Ki Im Sheere Hakarovilov Leimo Aviv La Yitame La Yitame Mitzvahse Sheim Lo Ratzli Yitame Matame also Bar Korchei. Okay, so the Rambam says that you see that the veils is very chomor because where the iser of for Kohen to become metame the chloidam is pushed off for Avelus. The Rambam says the reason is Kadesh Yisasekim Mahav Yisabalim. So the Rambam holds there's some sort of intrinsic relationship between being the Tameh and being Misasek in the mace and being Misabalim. It's all tied together. And if we wouldn't allow them to be Tameh, so then they wouldn't engage in the. They wouldn't be misasik and they wouldn't misabel. So they're really intrinsically connected. So there's a machlekas over here, and the Rambam, of course, brings in Sefer Mitzvahs. He brings from the Gemara in Amor Kut and Yodalid. Makaris Barsha Velas Yom Rishon to Raisa Ubibir Amru Bemot Kotin Yodal on the base, Ena Noik Velas Berego, E Velas de Mekaru, Asi Ase the Rabbin of Dachi Ase the Yachid. Mavahine Kavar, his bar, Shechiv Velas, who Mitzis Ase. Amnam Beom Rishon Levad, Vahashar Durbonin. Right, so the Gemara says, Mitzis Ase. Asay, the Rabbim. He nekvar his bar shechiv avelos. So mitzvah asay. So machlekas over here on the Gemara. What does that say? Does asay mean the dreisa or the rabbanim? Asay mean the tariag? It's a torah mitzvah. It's a rabbanim. The Rush in Mount Cotton, Perikimel, Sif Gimel. The High Dam Rinon, Hachal, Asay, the Rabbi, Madachi, Asay, the Yachid, Afopisha ain't Elamid Rabbanon, Carly Asay, even on Sidron, we use the Lashon of Asay, Kadisa Bazachim, the Kamar, Tul Yom, Hichness. Shehichnis b'machan adviyah over basay. We had the isa b'psachim. The lake el answer is the rabbanon. Karli asay. Mishum das mechuha across. So over there, let's see, he's over in asay. He comes into the machan adviyah, but we know that's the rabbanon. So why does it call it an asay if it's only the rabbanon? So since they're mas mechadan across, they call it an asay. And that seems to be going on over here where mas mech. The Avelus to Rabbanon, according to the Sheet of the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam of the Rosh, that there's no Avelus to Raisa. They're Masmech on a craw, like the Smag says. You know, the Smag, of course, holds Avelus as the Raisa, but this the Lush on the Smag is, as I'll read it, and we'll see the Asmachta over here. The Hachin Asmilku Rabbanon. The Ikar Avelos Yom Rishon, who the Ikar Avelos made the Raisa Yom Rishon, who the Ksiv, Chalti Chatas Hayom, Hayita Beini Hashem, Hayom Aser, the Machar Mutter, Ksiv, Achrisa, Kiyomar. So even though the Smag holds it's the Raisa, these are, it's Asmichucha Rabbanon. For a deraisa, the Rush wants to say since we're as mikuva, the rabbanon that is the rabbanon, and since when you do that, we call such a thing an asay. When you mass make a rabbanon on a craw, we call it an asay. Another kasha that the Rush fields in order to defend his shita. Is the Gemara of Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel didn't wash on the first day of Avelos for his wife. He washed at night. Right? So, why didn't he wash? Why didn't he wife during the day? If Avelos is only Durban, Rechitza is only Nisar Durban by day, why didn't he wash? We see he washed at night, so why didn't he wash during the day? Lomashum de Biyom Ike Isar de Raiso. El Ram Gamliel came and shared. Kevin the Yesh Isser the Raisa Beyom Hamisa Masha Asra Toil the Oinain Achilles Kachu Maisa Shani Lo Rats the Lirchot Afilu Bevelus to have the Rabbanon. No, Ram Gamal holds that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Rabbanon even in the daytime. And the Ruchita is only an Iser Derban, he's an Istanis, and the one Goizer. But he wouldn't wash because there's a din deraisa occurring during the day. Not because of the Ruchita was deraisa, but there's a, for an unlearn, there was Iser Achilas Kachu Maeser Sheni. So once there was a din deraisa in motion, so he didn't want to do Ruchita. But at night he did Ruchita. So, yeah. So he didn't wash, not because it was the dry sea, he didn't wash because it's... Because, although he felt Ruchitza is the Rabban, and he didn't wash because the Ninus was the Raisa. Chomer Dekedin. So the Rosh, Machlokos of the Rosh, and the Machlokos Rishonim, how do we understand the Gemara? I'll say the Rabbin, but Dachi I'll say the Yachid. And according to the Rosh, so then we have to understand the Gemara a little bit differently, because the Gemara brings the pasuk of Samach to Bechagecha. So the Samach to Bechagecha, Gemara says you can't do a velos because of Samach to Bechagecha is a deraisel. Right? Gemara says. So according to the Shita of the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, so then we only have a Smachta B'chagecha the Rabbanon here. Right? We only have a Smachta B'chagecha the Rabbanon. Right, and we're talking about a different case over here. The Gemara is talking about not the very, very last day of Yom Tov. We're talking about the either Chol HaMoed or the first days of Yom Tov, or the Yom Tov Deraisa of the last days of Yom Tov. And so you have a so the Samach Tavichagecha is a no. It doesn't have to be Samach Tavichagecha. It's not a derabbanan smach to bechagech. It's in full force. If it would be the last day, the very, very last day of Yom Tov, so it would be a smach to bechagech derabbanan. It would be a smach to bechagech derabbanan. And according to the Rosh, all you have is an avelus derabbanan. So then we're not going to be noeg avelus. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, so, the very, very last day of Yom Tov, you have a Samach to Bechagecha, the Rabbanon, but you have an Avelus de Raisa. If you have a Misa Kvur B'Yom Echad, you have an Avelus de Raisa. And that will override the Samach to Bechagecha, the Samach to Bechagecha, the Rabbanon. So, next time the Neder, we will discuss the Machlechus Achroinim, Tefillin Yom Rishon. Right? We know the Abul is Aser and Tefillin on the first day of Avelos. He's Aser as an Onein because of Kol Mitzvah Amar Torah, but there's a specific Iser. He's an Abul's Chayav B'Kol Mitzvah, Chutz Min Tefillin on Yom Rishon. So the Machlechus is that Iser Tefillin only when you have Misa V'Kvura B'Yom Echad? Or is the Isser Tefillin even if you don't have Misa V'Kvura B'Yom Echad? So it's Machlekas the Machlekas there, the Dagum of Rava and the Mahari Tatz. Do we always say that there's an Isser Tefillin? Do we always say there's an Isser Tefillin on the first day of Avelis? Okay, so we'll hold it here. Are there any questions? Right. The Gemara, there are several Gemaras about the Iser Tefillin. There's really three. There's the famous Gemara that the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings the Gemara of Yechezkel. Hashem says to Yechezkel, Pe'erecha Chavashalecha. Pe'erecha Chavashalecha, and the pair is the Tefillin. And so Meklal de Kuli Alma is Aser and Tefillin. That's one. And then the Gemara in Brachas and Sukkah and I think Subos, it says Avol is Aser, and Avol is Aser in Tefillin. because it's called Pe'er. Different from the inference from Yechezkel. Hashem told Yechezkel where it's filling in the claw that everyone else is aser. This Gemara in Brachos and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is different. It's saying Avol is chayv b'chol mitzvahs amud b'toyer chutz min atfilin. So this is the Avol doesn't wear atfilin because he's allowed bar pe'er. It's not like the Gezeiras HaKosov, just the flat out diuk of the other Gemara. Hashem said Yechezkel yes, and therefore us no. And then there's a third Gemara in Moed Katan that doesn't mention any pesuk. It doesn't mention the pe'er. It says an avol is also in tefillin the second two, three, the first 3 days. Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Whether it's avol is also in tefillin for 3 days or 2 days. And brings Achrichos Yomar, but there's no mention of the of Pe'er or Chazkal. So there's three Makoras. So we'll discuss that later. There's three Makoras for the Avol Zasim Tzvil. You might have thought without this Sugya, the Machlekas Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, that it would be all 7 days, like all the other things we learn from Chazkal. But this is there's Machlekas is really knocking it down. V'achrisa ki Yomar. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining. Have a good Shabbos. That's all I